My name is Emer Coffey. I was diagnosed with breast cancer on the 16th of October 2020. Following my diagnosis, I was given a plan for a treatment that was going to take up the next year of my life. The signs that I had of cancer, of breast cancer, was a lump. I could feel my tumour on the left breast. The tumour I could feel for several months and thought it was nothing and talked myself out of it, that it was nothing. I really thought that it was just something post the end of my breastfeeding. But unfortunately, the lump did change. And so if anything ever changes with your body, it's really essential that you go and you have it checked out. And that's exactly what I did. On the day I was diagnosed, the first thing I said to my consultant and my surgeon was, but I don't have time for this, because as a mother of a young child and my older child, I was immediately thinking of everything that I need to do for them. So well, they had planned out my whole life for a year, and I couldn't figure out how, you know, that was the shock. That was pure shock. But I was like, how am I going to have time for all of this? And because you instantly think of your children. My cancer journey was going to take a year long. My treatment plan was 6 chemotherapies, followed by a mastectomy. And then I was offered a reconstruction at the same time, which I took. And then I was going to finish my cancer treatment with 15 radiations. One of the lowest points for me was after my fifth chemo session. I went in guns blazing, starting chemo. I was, you know, ready to fire ahead. I was psyched up for it. And as the chemo sessions went on, the fatigue was hitting in. And like with everything, when fatigue hits, you become much more emotional. So after my fifth chemo session, I hit an emotional wall where I felt like I was having a meltdown. The realization of what I was going through and what I had to go through really hit me hard. And that was very emotional. That's when I needed to reach out for support. I reached out to Arklow Cancer Support after my fifth chemo session. I felt my family were amazing. My friends were amazing. But something happened to me after that fifth chemo session emotionally, where I knew I needed some professional support. So I reached out to Mary in Arklow Cancer Support, and honestly, hand on heart, it was the best thing that I ever did, because Mary, her calm voice the day she answered the phone, I can still remember it. She knew exactly what I was feeling and what I was going through, and she immediately set me up with my counsellor that I was going to get some sessions with. Arklow Cancer Support are an amazing service that offers so much help, also practical help. I received counselling, which was amazing for my mental health and my emotional well-being, but they offered really practical help. They helped drive me to and from some of my radiation appointments, which was really good because that could free up my parents to do help with childcare. So that practical help was amazing. The drivers come and they pick you up and they bring you to and from your radiation. And all of that was provided and supplied by Arklow Cancer Support. So you're getting free counselling sessions, free transport to and from your treatment. You just have this massive network that's like a hug around you to help you through. And you need to take the help. You need to say yes and take all the support that you can.